AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is pushing NATO to let the U.S. acquire Greenland. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the Arctic island is part of North America, our territory, and he wants it.
Including right title and ownership.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, the president says he will not use the military to make that happen.
I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
Instead, he wants NATO to let the U.S. take Greenland from Denmark, an unprecedented test for the alliance, with a warning from the president.
You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
Part of a speech where he repeatedly blasted allies, arguing Europe is going in the wrong direction, unlike the U.S.
And when America booms, the entire world booms. It's been the history.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court seems inclined to keep Lisa Cook on the Federal Reserve Board, despite President Trump's attempt to fire her. The president accuses Cook of mortgage fraud. Among those in court today was California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Make no mistake, this is about power and control. Donald Trump wants to control the Federal Reserve so that he can manipulate interest rates.
Cook denies the mortgage fraud allegations. No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed. Several countries, including Egypt and Saudi Arabia, have said they'll join President Trump's Board of Peace in Gaza. A few European nations have declined invitations. Hospitals in Gaza say Israeli forces have killed at least 11 Palestinians in the latest violence there. The U.S. military has been transferring detainees from the Islamic State group from northeastern Syria to Iraq. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Former NFL TV sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya is running as a Republican for Senate in Minnesota.
In a video posted on social media, Tafoya says that her career walking the sidelines when the pressure was mounting and the stakes were highest taught her about how leadership really works. In the video, she alludes to the immigration crackdown in her state, making clear that she stands with federal law enforcement. Tafoya also takes shots at Democratic Governor Tim Walz for the fraud cases that have dogged his administration. She's been quickly endorsed by U.S. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. I'm Donna Warder.
Nathan's Famous, which began as a 5-cent hot dog stand in Coney Island more than a century ago, has been sold to packaged meat giant Smithfield Foods in a $450 million all-cash deal. Smithfield also owns Armour. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.